All right, gotta love listener submissions, right? Today's is a doozy, though.
Oh, is that right? Lay it on me. What kind of deep dive are we talking today?
Well, someone out there seems to think they have some, how do I put this delicately? Some unique anatomical insights.
Anatomical, huh? Okay, you've piqued my curiosity.
Our intrepid listener wants to know, and I quote, "Is pee stored in the balls?" Yeah. So, thoughts from the expert.
Well, let's just say I commend this listener for their curiosity, but also this is a perfect example of why we always say be careful where you get your information because no, pee is not stored there.
Definitely a myth to bust, then. So, for anyone listening who might be a little unsure about how this whole system actually works, could you maybe give us a little anatomy 101 on urine production?
Absolutely. So the real heroes of the story are your kidneys, right? These guys are filtering your blood constantly. Waste products get pulled out, and that becomes, you guessed it, urine.
Okay, so the kidneys are making the urine, but those aren't exactly, shall we say, in the same neighborhood as where our listener seems to think it ends up. So what happens next? What's the journey like?
So from the kidneys, urine actually travel down these little tubes called ureters. They're like the transport system, whisking the urine down to the bladder.
So the bladder's like the holding tank.
Exactly. It hangs out there until, well, you're ready for a bathroom break.
Makes sense. So if that's what's going on in the urinary system, can we talk about what's happening in the region that our listener was inquiring about, just so we're clear?
Of course. So that's where we find the male reproductive system. The testes, or as our listener put it, the balls, have a very different and very important job. They're responsible for producing sperm.
And just to reiterate, these are two completely separate systems, right?
Absolutely. It's just a bit of anatomical proximity that might lead to some confusion.
Proximity, that's a good way to put it. But really, it does make you think, why do these kinds of misconceptions pop up in the first place?
I think it speaks to the importance of good education, honestly. There's still a lot of, well, let's call it misinformation out there, especially when it comes to these parts of the body.
And these days, it spreads so fast online, it can be hard to separate fact from.
Fiction,
Okay.
exactly. And this is where I think really solid, comprehensive sex ed is so crucial, but it's often sadly lacking.
Couldn't agree more. So, what would you say to someone who, maybe like our listener, hears this and thinks, oh, wow, I had that completely wrong?
Honestly, I'd say, first of all, don't be embarrassed. It's a complex system and everyone has questions. The important thing is being curious, being willing to learn, and always seeking out information from reliable sources.
Exactly. There's no shame in asking questions, right?
Right.
Even, or maybe especially about the stuff that might feel a little awkward.
100%. And hey, sometimes a little anatomical confusion can even be a good conversation starter.
That's one way to look at it. So this deep dive might have started with a bit of a laugh, but we actually ended up talking about some really important stuff. Anatomy, misinformation, and why accurate information is so crucial.
And who knows what other misconceptions are out there just waiting to be debunked.
That's a thought, isn't it? But for today, that's a wrap to our listener. Hope that cleared things up. And for everyone else, keep those questions coming. You never know where they might lead.